Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I started to write this week, and there were so many ideas going around, and those of you who were at the Friday Bible study know that, I mean, there were pages of notes and ideas and themes and things going on in this, and I'm also going to plug our Friday Bible study at 10 o'clock. I would love to see any of you there for those Bible studies. We look each Friday at the text that we'll read at Sunday's worship. And so I was writing, and I was writing like this Bible study, and I have to say that it was boring, even me. And so I just kind of let myself just write creatively. So what I have today is more of a guided meditation on the bread of life. So I invite you to take a deep breath, enjoy the pictures, and just drawing out some of these themes and promises that we hear in this story, not in such a teaching and didactic way, but in a way of just meditating on these words of Jesus. And so listen as though Jesus is speaking. Jesus said to them, I'm going to take this off because I know people have a hard time hearing if you can't see my face. Jesus said to them, listen, I am the bread of life. I know that some of you were there just days ago when I fed you supper. I fed you, 5,000 of you, with just a few loaves and fishes to sate your physical hunger. It was a gift from God, and all were fed, and there was food left over. Did you experience the abundance of God that day? Listen, do you remember the story of the manna in the wilderness? Your ancestors wandered in the wilderness, rescued from Egypt, but not yet arrived in Cana. And God, not Moses, but God fed you that bread you call manna in your wilderness time. God fed you each day so that you might know and trust God and depend on God. And still God provides in God's good creation all that you need to survive. Listen, I am the bread of life. Your life is more than survival, more than mere existence. I am living bread sent by the living God. I have been sent to give you life, you and all the world. Life forever, abundant life, living life, fullness of life, eternal life, which begins right now as you take the living bread. Life, which is found completely and only in relationship with God. Listen, the living bread, the bread of life which I offer you, is my flesh, my very self. I am word made flesh. I took on flesh to live among you, to become one with you. You cannot see God, but you can see me and hear me and know me in the flesh as you are. I share the needs of the body and the delight of the senses. We know God in our bodies and we praise God with our bodies. Come, taste and see that God is good. Sing to God, give thanks for all God has done. Lift your voice, clap your hands, bow your heads in praise of God. In order for you to know me, I had to become flesh like you. I offer to you not only my death, but the fullness of my life in the flesh, here and now with you. Listen, do you remember the prophet Ezekiel? He spoke to the people of Israel, calling them back to live faithfully as God's people. The Lord said to Ezekiel, O mortal, eat what is offered to you. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth and he gave me the scroll to eat. He said to me, "Mortal, eat this scroll that I give you and fill your stomach with it." Then I ate it, and in my mouth it was as sweet as honey. The prophet Jeremiah also said, "Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy." God showed Ezekiel and Jeremiah that to eat the word of God is to devour, digest, and be nourished by God's promises and God's vision and God's will. "I am the word made flesh. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood will be nourished by me to live faithfully as God's people." Listen, my fondest wish is for you to eat my flesh and drink my blood, to love and trust me so fully that you can say, "I live in you and you live in me. Abide in me, rest in me, stay in me, hope in me." When you abide in me, you can know that you are beloved of God. When you abide in me, you can know that the world, though full of trouble, is filled with God's abundant blessing. When you abide in me, you can trust that even though you can't see the way forward, there will be a way and a future filled with life. Eat the living bread that was sent from heaven, and you can be freed. Freed from doubting if you are good enough. Freed from wondering if you are beloved. Freed from despair and hopelessness. When I ask you to believe in me, this is what I mean. Not that you say that you know something is true with your head and your mouth, but to be in relationship with me, to trust me and trust my promises, to love me even as I love you. If you believe in me, trust in me, hope in me, abide in me, you will have that fullness of life that only comes from God. Listen, I know that it can be hard, this trust I ask from you. I know it is hard to let go. I know that the way ahead seems uncertain and filled with challenges and the possibility of failure. I call you to follow, and I know the way is hard. To follow me will make you uncomfortable. To follow me will challenge your faith and your understanding of the world. There is death in following me. Death of what no longer serves my purpose. Death of what is easy and comfortable, but not true. But following me also brings life. The life of resurrection that can only come after death and letting go. The life, living life, abundant life, eternal life that only comes from being in relationship with God. "I am the bread of life. Come to me, abide in me. Give your full trust to me and my way, and you will never be hungry, but you will live forever. You will know eternal life, life which begins in living right now and is simply and beautifully life in God's presence. Eat and be filled." Amen. Amen.